This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 646, Stories and Pivots in Samples for Speaking, Part 3.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, you'll hear our sample speaking part 3 answers about adult reading habits and learn how to veer off topic for better responses. Hey, Lindsay, what's going on?
Hey, Jessica, feeling good today. How are you?
I'm great. I'm reading an awesome book right now by a Turkish author who I just discovered. And I don't want to stop reading it. It's so good. I actually, what's funny is I bought it for my mom for her birthday, but then I was like, when you come to visit, could you bring it? Because I want to borrow it.
I love when that happens.
I know. Awesome. Are you reading anything good right now?
Well, I'm waiting on a couple books that I just ordered on Amazon, and they are, well, they're actually related to marketing and A/B testing. So kind of nonfiction business books, actually.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Yeah. But that's also fine.
Learning. Yes. So it's all about when someone smart gives you good recommendations, you order the books. You know what I mean?
Totally. I'm not into the nonfiction stuff. I'm all about the stories. I just ordered a book from Amazon, The Haunting of Hill House, because it was a series on Netflix, Halloween, right? And I loved the series. It was so good. And then I listened to a podcast about it, and I found out that it was actually based on a book, so that I ordered the book like right away.
Yeah. That name sounds familiar. I feel like it's definitely been a series before. Cool. Yeah, wow. You like horror stories anyways.
I do.
You like those. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love all stories. I just love stories. So guys, there are questions about stories on the IELTS test. In writing and speaking, you could get questions like the ones we're going to talk about today about reading habits, why we should read, how people should read more. So this is a really common group of questions to have in speaking part 3.
Exactly. And what are the common mistakes that students make on these kind? Like, where are the gaps for our listeners potentially that they should look out for?
Yeah. So students aren't used to talking about this, right? So the biggest thing is just to practice the questions that you're going to hear today, right? So listen to how Lindsay and I respond and then practice yourself. And also, like, don't be afraid to be honest, because in a lot of countries, it's just a fact. Adults do not have a habit of reading for pleasure. Not everyone grows up in an environment like you and me, Lindsay, right? Like, we're encouraged to read by our parents. It's a very common habit for people to have to read in their free time. But that's not true in all cultures and countries. So don't feel like you have to say, oh, yes, everybody reads in my country. If it's not true, just say that, right? Unfortunately, it's not super common for adults to read in their free time. It's just not something that we develop growing up. And maybe you could support that by saying why it's not a habit or what adults do instead of reading.
Oh, okay. So that would be okay to go in that direction, you think, in response to these questions? Well, maybe we'll do sample questions and then we'll talk about it.
Yeah. So, okay.
Yes. Love it.
All right. I'm going to ask you the first question here. Let's see. Lindsay, do adults in your country like to read in their free time?
So I would answer this question in the affirmative. So yes, I would say adults definitely in my country, most people do like to read in their free time, but I would say reading is beyond just books, right? They like to read things like the newspaper. Some people like to read the newspaper. Some people like to read magazines or even catalogs. And some people do still like to read novels and or books like nonfiction, how-to books, that kinds of thing. So I think the value of a lifelong learning is very much a core value of a lot of people in the US. And that is kind of fostered depending on our families, what we're taught growing up. Are we going to be learning our whole lives or is it just for school? But yeah, you know, to conclude, I think that adults definitely do keep reading throughout their lifetime. Absolutely.
Oh my gosh. That was like beyond a 9. That was like a 16. No, that was so good. So guys, this is definitely an episode that you should listen to a couple times because so much good vocab came out of that. I like how you said, I would like to answer that in the affirmative. So that's nice. Like, don't just say yes.
Yeah.
Or like, yeah, that's true. Answer in the affirmative. And then guys, there was a really good pivot phrase in there that you could use in describing your own country or culture beyond just books. So like we could say, well, to be honest, it's beyond books what people are into. We mostly read, you know, Twitter and blog posts or whatever. So that was nice. Beyond just books. And then also like as a genre, how-to books is nice instead of saying nonfiction or self-help or something. How-to books is like its own genre. And then to foster, that's a great verb. To foster an environment means to encourage an environment of something.
Nice. I like it. So you highlighted all those key vocab words.
Love I know. I was taking notes like a mad lady while you were talking. There's so much good stuff.
All right. Well, then I will do the same. So should we keep going then? Are you ready?
God, I don't know if I could live up to your answer. It was so good.
Oh, okay, come on. You can do it. I know you can do it. All right. Oh, awesome. Here we go. So Jessica, what would you say? What are the benefits of reading fiction and nonfiction?
Oh my goodness. I think there are a lot of benefits that they share that overlap between the two. You know, just the benefits, like you said before, of lifetime learning. I think always trying to expand our mind, challenge ourselves, make new connections in our brain. Just the fact of practicing that is going to bleed into other areas of our lives. And one particular thing about fiction, though, that I think is unique to this genre and as opposed to nonfiction would be the imaginative aspect. As adults, we lose that. We don't have a lot of opportunities because we're so focused on day-to-day sort of making ends meet, paying the bills, blah, 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 facts and figures. But we need to, our brains need a vacation. And for me personally, I take little vacations every night because I read fiction every night before I go to sleep. So last night, for example, I wasn't in Portland, Oregon, in my bed next to my dog. I was in Istanbul and I was experiencing the city alongside crazy characters in a cafe of poets. So I think fiction for me is more beneficial than nonfiction.
Very nice. Good vocabulary again. So what I picked up on was I heard the word overlap. I like that as a verb, as an answer, you know, benefits that overlap between the two. I love that because it's very descriptive as a verb.
Yeah. Overlapping is nice, guys. When you're comparing something, you could use that for sure.
Yeah. I also love this to bleed into other areas of our lives. Bleed into. That is definitely not a word that your average student is going to use.
What a great idiom. And like, it stopped me for a second because I was noting it in my head. I was like, oh, that was good. People should say that.
Yes. So,
right? Like you're learning. Mm-hmm. Whenever we're talking about education and learning and self-improvement on IELTS, which we do a lot, then that idiom will come into play. That idiom is very handy to talk about, like, this effect goes into other areas. It's not sequestered in one specific field or area. Hello, awesome IELTS candidates and future test takers. Don't miss your opportunity to attend our December web class, All About Speaking Part 2. Learn the 4 secrets you need to know before your next exam. Go to allearsenglish.com/score.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. And then the last one you used was the imaginative aspect. So good. So good.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you. All right, guys, we have one more sample answer for you. Lindsay, how could more adults be encouraged to read novels?
Well, this is a really tough question because you know that adults are just crazy busy and they're scattered and they have children to take care of and they're all over the place. But I think that one thing we've seen over the last couple of years that gets adults into books and into stories above all is this genre of true crime. Because I think that when adults are taking part in something that they can actually work towards solving, I mean, that's the idea, right? Usually true crime stories are about stories that are unsolved or they're actively looking to solve the mystery. I think adults love to grab onto that because it's a way that they can use their own mind to kind of try to solve it themselves. So I think if you create more media, not just novels, though, even podcasts. I mean, I know that the Serial podcast, I believe that fell into the true crime genre. And that was something that really gripped adults. And if you can go beyond just novels and talk about stories and put them in podcasts and novels and let adults actively take part in solving those crimes, then you can engage more people in stories.
I love it. So good. talking about how we're busy, right? Scattered. That's a great adjective. The true crime genre is definitely there's like a renaissance of the true crime genre right now for sure. And I think Serial did instigate that. Guys, if you haven't listened, and to be honest, I wasn't a big fan of the second season, but the first season of the Serial podcast, it was like record breaking. It was amazing.
Yeah, I never saw it, but I just heard about it. I think the guys who created it, they were at a podcast conference I went to last year, and they really just blew the roof off that brand new genre. I mean, that was amazing. That was
so
amazing.
Cool. So, and by the way, not guys, girls. This is
like the general,
the ladies.
Right, exactly. Yeah. They were women on the stage. You're right. Although I feel like there was a guy there too. I don't remember, but yeah.
Anyway, that was like, it's amazing. So the first season is awesome. And there's definitely a renaissance for sure. And to be honest, I'm into horror. So of course I've had true crime phases. If I can recommend like one book for you guys, just real fast, there's the book Helter Skelter is one of the most famous sort of true crime novels because it's about the Manson family. And there's a large part in there that's connected to the Beatles' White Album. So for so many reasons, it was something that I was fascinated with when I was in high school. But it's one of the most famous true crime books. It's amazingly written. And it's this huge part of the cultural history of the 1960s and 70s in America. So I highly recommend the book Helter Skelter.
Yeah. So that's great. So good. We want to be reading on our own, guys, to prepare. I mean, that is the way. Make it part of your life. I have a question here. So let's talk about this. So in my answer, so I kind of pivoted my answer and I didn't exactly answer the question. I mean, my answer was talking about how more adults could pay attention to stories. And then I expanded it out and I said they should be available in podcasts and books, not just books. And so would that be considering not answering the question, or is that okay? The way I pivoted it, because I made it clear that I'm just kind of expanding the answer a little bit.
Yeah, no, that was perfect. That was perfect. As long as you verbally acknowledge the fact that you are pivoting, that's all that matters. Because, I mean, people go off topic all the time. And as long as it's clearly connected to the topic because you have verbally connected it to the topic, like literally with words, then it's totally fine, guys. Yeah, I think IELTS students are definitely so afraid of going off topic and wandering and like, what if I say this and not that. Remember, guys, there's not one right answer. There are a gazillion quote unquote right answers for any speaking question or writing task two question for that matter. So don't be afraid to go in the direction that comes to mind. Just acknowledge the fact that you are slightly changing your path.
Yeah. And that opens up a lot of space. Just knowing that opens up a lot of mental space because personally, I feel strongly about podcasts, about how great they are for adults to engage adults. And the fact that I could pivot to that gave more energy and more space in my answer. And if I thought I had to stick to novels, right? Strictly novels. I would have had a much harder time answering that question. I might have stopped early. I might have gone blank. So this is such an important takeaway for our listeners today.
And it would have been a more boring answer. I mean,
for sure.
Pivoting like that, getting to talk about something you're more passionate about, like podcasts, I mean, that comes through, right? You have a lot more to mm-hmm. say. Pronunciation yeah. is better. As a last note, Lindsay, while you were talking, there's something that I thought of that you mm-hmm. should know and our listeners mm-hmm. should know. A while okay. ago on the show, guys, we recommended a podcast called Homecoming. Because mm-hmm. it was a serialized, a fictional podcast. Mm. And Lindsay, you're going to be excited about this. And I hope everyone else is too. It was turned into a show by Amazon.
Oh, and awesome.
Yeah. It's amazing. I binged it like two nights. It stars Julia Roberts. Julia Roberts is now cool. in a show based on a podcast. Like, amazing.
Oh, my gosh. I know that. It's about the Marines that came home. Yeah. We just started watching the first couple episodes of that.
Did?
Yeah. So oh, I didn't good. Know that that started as a podcast.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. No,
it's amazing. Yeah. So, Lindsay, you should totally listen, like, after, because they are kind of the same for the first couple episodes. I was watching. I was like, I know this. I know what's going to happen. But the mm-hmm. stories do diverge after a point.
So okay.
you can definitely follow both.
Good to know. Yeah, I mean, that's happening with podcasts nowadays, especially there's a podcast called Lore. Actually, yep. the guy who created it is from Boston.
Cool.
And he has done some like keynote speeches at some places. But awesome. He also had his Lore story turned into an Amazon bestseller and all
Amazon,
this crazy stuff. Yeah. Exciting
podcast,
for podcasters.
Next thing you know, Lindsay and I will be doing an Amazon aisle show. You know, it's in our future.
Right. Well, we've got the Alexa skill, so you guys can start there.
Who knows, right, you guys? Cool. Who knows? Shoot for the stars. All right, Lindsay. Well, thanks for talking about these answers today. Yeah. You were fantastic.
Well, this was really good for our listeners. I love it. So important to take away today that we can pivot slightly as long as we articulate it. I think
exactly.
That's
and so yeah. much vocab. Definitely listen a couple of times. Come back to the blog post, IELTS.AllEarsEnglish.com. This is episode 646. So come back. I'll put a lot of the vocab in there for you guys.
All right. And we're out of here for today. See you next time, Jessica.
Bye, Lindsay.
All right. Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.